Let's go next to Afghanistan, where a war has not prevented a certain amount of foreign investment. The United States has encouraged aid from the West, but when it comes to foreign investment, China is writing the biggest checks. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
China's border with Afghanistan is only 46 miles long. West of the border is Afghanistan's Wakhan Corridor. It's a sliver of mountainous land that the British and Russians drew on a map at the end of the 19th century to be a buffer zone between their imperial territories. Afghanistan's ambassador to China, Sultan Ahmad Bahin, says his government has asked China to open the Afghan-China border. He says this would give China a path to Central Asia and beyond.
And also, if we have this link, for sure, the Afghan people benefit from this way. So that is why we propose to the Chinese to build a route, even a railroad, from this Wakhan Corridor to Afghanistan.
He says China has pledged to conduct a feasibility study. China has not granted U.S. requests to move its troops and supplies into Afghanistan through the Wakhan Corridor. In Beijing last week, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Kurt Campbell said President Obama will raise the Afghan issue on his first visit to Beijing next month.
We did extend an invitation for a working group to come to talk about some specifics associated with President Obama's trip in the hope that we can find areas where China and the United States and other countries involved in Afghanistan can work together.
Like the U.S., China wants to rid Afghanistan of al-Qaeda, which it accuses of supporting Islamic extremists over the border in China's Xinjiang region. Jin Canrong is an international affairs expert at People's University in Beijing. He says that while China has helped train Afghan security personnel, it's unwilling to send troops to Afghanistan.
As I understand it, China is willing to participate in international cooperation on Afghanistan's reconstruction. But this is limited to cooperation on economic and civil affairs, so at least China can make some investments there.
In 2007, the state-owned China Metallurgical Group Corporation won a bid to develop Afghanistan's Aynak copper mine. At $3.5 billion, it's the biggest foreign investment in Afghanistan ever. And China has offered to build a power plant and a railroad to China to service the mine. James Yeager, a Colorado-based geologist who's advised the Afghan Ministry of Mining, says that private corporations just can't compete against a bid backed by the Chinese government.
So essentially what they're doing is they're providing aid in the form of part and parcel of the bid. And this is where it becomes uncompetitive for anybody else to bid against them.
Yeager says that the bidding process for Aynak was opaque and that the Chinese companies bring in their own subcontractors, which leaves few jobs for local Afghan firms. He says the U.S. needs to help Afghanistan make the most of its mineral wealth.
What really needs to happen in Afghanistan is jobs. And that's where we're lacking. We have a lot of military intervention, but we don't have a strong focus on jobs. And in the mining sector, our government is really just clueless.
Other critics complain that while U.S. troops risk their lives trying to pacify Afghanistan, Chinese companies are reaping the economic benefits. Ultimately, it's up to Afghanistan's government to pick whom it wants to help with what. Ambassador Bahin says both the U.S. and China have a role to play in his country.
We believe that Afghanistan is and should be the ground for cooperation of civilizations, not the competition between the countries. I think there is room for everyone in Afghanistan.
Bahin says he hopes that China can also lean on its ally, Pakistan, to improve cooperation with Afghanistan. U.S. and Afghan officials have accused Pakistan's intelligence services of aiding Afghan insurgents. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.